on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, the University of Nottingham is one of the top 10 Erasmus experience destinations according to Go Euro. The blog cited the city's transport links, affordable cost of living and its two universities as factors in their decision. Other destinations in the list include Amsterdam and Prague. Staff and students from the School of Chemistry have celebrated the 100th birthday and the life and career of Professor Dan Ealey. The special celebration featured the unveiling of a Royal Society of Chemistry chemical landmark blue plaque and a presentation to Professor Ealey of a commemorative certificate marking the 50th anniversary of his election to the Royal Society, the highest honour for a UK scientist. A competition inquiry into Britain's biggest banks has been announced. Regulators will look at whether the dominance of HSBC, Barclays, Lloyds and RBS is good for personal account holders and small businesses. Alex Chisholm from the Competition and Markets Authority says at the moment the market isn't working well enough for these customers.
We want to make it easier for them to be able to choose between the different providers in the market. We'd also like to see it easier to get into that market for banks. It's currently quite a difficult and expensive market both to get into and to expand within.
President Obama has conceded the Republicans had a good night during the midterm elections as they took control of the US Senate again. He's insisted the American people have sent a message to all politicians to work together. The gains by Republicans make it harder for him to pass any significant laws. The drummer of rock group AC/DC has appeared in court in New Zealand, accused of trying to arrange the murder of two men. Phil Rudd has also been charged with threatening to kill and possessing drugs. The 60-year-old Australian's been released on bail. Sky's Jonathan Samuels, who's in Sydney, says other details are sketchy.
His publicist has refused to comment. The police haven't commented. So there's not a lot more information. We know he has got to return to court, however, on November the 27th.
Manchester City manager Manuel Pellegrini admits his side are suffering from a crisis of confidence. The hopes of reaching the Champions League knockout stages look bleak following last night's 2-1 defeat to CSK Moscow. The result leaves the Premier League champions bottom of Group E without a win. The weather today, a dry start with rain later in the afternoon and into this evening. Highs of 9 Celsius, that's 48 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 28 minutes to 11 o'clock.